God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
All right, we have Les Visible live from Italy, and welcome, Les.
Hey, how you doing, James?
Hanging in there. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You want me to run what I have to say, or you just want me to chat with you?
No, no, go ahead. We're waiting to hear what your goodie is for this month.
All right. Well, let me first say good evening, my friends, and, well, this is starting to become a habit. People will say we're involved. You know, in the 90s, I had a cable television show in New York City, as well as other locations upstate and on the island of Maui. Show ran for about 90 minutes once a week, and I had the same time slot as Saturday Night Live, mostly on purpose because it was so poorly done at the time. I think it might have been my way of thumbing my nose at the incredibly bad writing. I never could figure out why these people are paid so much money to write such crap. Maybe it was just my perceptions that were skewered. Either way, the entertainment world has continued its downward slide into an entropic swamp, or my case keeps improving. I'm not sure which it is. What I did was, I channeled seven different characters, and each of them wore a different hat or sunglasses or some other effect. One of the characters was a serial killer, another was an illuminated Tibetan monk, then there was a retired CIA operative, a mad scientist, extraterrestrial, and some others that I can't remember right now. It was a while ago. The show evolved, and my good friend Bud the Birdman from Maui came into some broadcast quality cameras and editing equipment, and we did some pretty wild things. Most of them not very politically correct, and sometimes very funny. Or at least we thought it was, and so did most of our viewers. Some portion of our viewers were offended, and that was the desired and intended result. I've always pissed off a portion of the population, regardless of whatever I've been up to. So I realized early on that I needed to decide who that was going to be, and so I chose the people who were already pissed off to begin with. The people who took themselves too seriously, the materialists, religious fundamentalists, the people who lived for the money, and the people who wanted to burn witches as offerings to sacred cows, and assorted and sundry. Well, I used to have to take the train upstate to Woodstock, New York, every Friday, where I did the show, and made the tape for the following week's New York City shows, and I would write the entire show during the train trip to Poughkeepsie, where I did not pick my feet while driving to Woodstock. Fans of the French Connection might possibly catch that allusion to a comment made by Popeye Doyle, the film's main character. Why am I talking about this? What has this got to do with tonight's show or the price of a sex change operation in Cambodia? I don't know. That's the point. I don't know, and I never know. I sit down to write these shows, and I have no idea where they're going to go, what the characters are going to say. But somehow there was always a general theme. Somehow it wove together, and somehow it had something to do with whatever was happening in the world at that time in that week. It just sort of did itself, the same way my life has done itself, because everything's under control as long as you believe that's true, and out of control if you believe that's true. Half empty, half full, overseen by a benevolent and merciful God, or ruled by an anthropomorphic tyrant based on yourself. Devoid of spirit and purely material, or entirely spirit, including the material. You name and define it, and it acts accordingly. To that degree, you're God. That's your free will at work. course, the wisest of free will opts for obedience to the divine, and which surrenders free will back to the one who granted it, as Lao Tzu said long ago. Heaven prefers no man, but the wise man prefers heaven. Certain things have happened to me in this life. Excuse me, please. I'm not used to talking much at length. I've been very reclusive, so please forgive me that. Anyway, a lot of things have happened to me in this life, and those events have made it impossible for me to fall asleep again. And it's like the doorway to the Bridge of Light is partially ajar. I can't slip through, but I can see it gleaming. Much as Lancelot could not see the girl, but only the girl reflected because of his tryst with Guinevere. Doesn't make me more important or more learned than the next guy. I'm not about that kind of competition, and I assure you that this sort of thing, when it comes at great cost, and that is why most people aren't willing to pay the price. Most people will not pay what life will strip away from them by increments anyway. Most people don't see that they will lose everything they imagine they possessed in every lifetime that they imagine they possess it. Most people don't see, and most people don't want to see, and they will stone you to death for pointing it out. If becoming a world-class redeemer or healer were a piece of cake, then everyone would just drop by their neighborhood pastry shop for their slice of immortality and great abilities. But it doesn't work like that. I used to have an advertisement on my show, this TV show I had, along with a number of other advertisements for non-existent products, for which I received no money at all. One of them was my play guitar, just like Carlos Santana had. I would say, do you want to play guitar like Carlos Santana? I can guarantee that you will 100%. I can make you as good a guitar player as Carlos in one easy lesson. Do you want to know how? Then I do a little more rapping and ask people to send me their money. And, well, here's the secret. All you have to do to play like Carlos Santana is to sit down in your room and practice the guitar for 12 hours a day. It's that simple. That's all you have to do. See what I mean? Nothing great is easy. You have to love doing it so much that it loves you back, and that's the secret of love. The key to sincere devotion and success in anything you seek success at. Loving what you do is what makes the very hard reality of becoming great at what you do easy. But we don't want to love because it costs too much, and anyone who says different is lying to you. There is no easy way. Stephen Crane, the great writer who wrote the incident of at Owl Creek Bridge, I believe, and the Red Badge of Courage, wrote a poem about the road to truth. Let me see if I can synopsize it for you. I asked a man where the road to truth was. And he pointed away from me toward a field of green waving grass. I saw it, and my heart was glad as I thought, oh, this is easy. Doubtless many have passed this way before. But when I came upon this field, I saw that each blade of grass was a sharp knife, and I said to myself, surely there's an easier way. Sometimes it's okay to lie to other people. We do it every day. Sometimes we do it to protect them, but we should never lie to ourselves. Lying to yourself sets your subconscious mind against your conscious mind. It makes a house divided. Remember that house I was talking about that had three floors? Last couple shows? You don't want to do that. I called you my friends, and I hope you are my friends. I'm trying not to lie to you or myself. I've had opportunities to make a lot of money in my life, but I couldn't live with the conditions. I couldn't make the deals necessary to accomplish it. I knew what it was going to cost me. For many people, that cost is okay. Personally, I could not imagine paying the price, and so I lived with next nothing most of my life. I haven't had the things that most middle-class people take for granted, but I never missed them. About 15 years ago, I was doing dinner theater on Maui. It was a pretty impressive venture at an impressive hotel, and sometimes we had congressmen there and very wealthy people in the audience. There were two stars, the detective and the host. I was a detective, and I was paid well. The other dozen actors, besides the host, made less in several weeks than I made in one night. Everyone wanted to be the detective. The amount of infighting was extreme. I had no idea how willing people would be to stab people in the back for a role in a dinner theater play. Unless, I don't want to talk about that right now because that's a whole other story and worthy of another time. But in any case, the producer, one Wolfgang Keller, a German national, he came to me one day and he said, Visible, you're not getting any younger. And where are you? You have no property, no assets, savings, yada, 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 yada. I said, God will take care of me, Wolfgang. Of course, Wolfgang is an atheist, and that had no impact on him. He smirked at me and shook his head. The backstabbing got me, and I never saw it coming. But once I was gone, the show folded a month later, and no one got paid again after I left. True story. A couple months later, I was managing one of the larger resorts on the island and driving a very expensive car, and drove through Lahaina, and there was Wolfgang dressed up in kitchen whites. He was working in a kitchen in Lahaina, this former mortgage broker. You never know. A few years later, I was playing in a club in Kailui, Maui, and I used to say that I was going to leave Maui and go to Europe for my songs. I don't know why I was saying it. I was just saying it. After a few months of this, I was unloading my equipment outside of another club in Kihei, and I looked down the street several hundred meters away, and I could see a woman walking in my direction on the other side of the street. Something told me she was a beauty, even though I couldn't see from there. And I said to myself, God, I hope she comes into the club. Excuse me. As I said that, she crossed the street right in that moment and walked right down the street and right into the club. Well, things happened pretty fast after that. I mean, I'm talking just a matter of weeks. And it's too involved to explain right now, but it turns out she was from Germany. And, geez, I guess like 6 weeks later, we were married. And 2 months later, I mean, well, within that 6 weeks, so a couple weeks after that, I was in Europe. At one point, my good friend Marie, who worked in this club where I played, asked me, how'd you know? How did you know you were going to be in Europe? I said, Marie, I didn't know. I never know, but God does. If I know, then God doesn't know. If I don't know, then God does. It's that simple. That was the year the mass murdering psychopath G.W. Bush was running for president. And I could tell the moment I saw him what was coming, and it was every bit as bad as I thought. People get bad information and they live by it. They get the information from that catamite press that works for the scum that rules by proxy for the bankers who traffic in great murder. I don't get my information that way. I get my information from listening to the voice within. Well, tonight, for a little while, I'm the voice in your head. But I'm not the still voice of silence. I'm just some guy. Easier to hear than the still small voice. We don't hear that voice because the chatter of our thoughts drowns it out. We don't have the patience, the faith, or the determination to listen, and so we do not hear. We hear lies instead, and we use these lies to weave the colorful camouflage of the environment we hide ourselves in. We hide ourselves from God's love and God's eyes, just as the story in the Garden of Eden goes. Truth is hiding in plain sight, and so are we. We can't escape God's eyes, for they are our own. Everything we say and do is seen and understood through organs of perception that are used by the divine to track us in our behavior. We are ourselves divine, but don't know it. That is why we behave like savages and beasts. Probably some of you don't want to hear this. That's not my business. My business is to say what needs to be said according to what I'm told to say, according to whatever, whoever might be listening, and according to whatever good it may do. My business is to say without going into business and without making anything off of it, because my recompense comes in other ways, and that's my answer to Wolfgang in the world. I don't concern myself with what I'm going to get or where I'm going to wind up. That isn't in my hands, and I don't know. The world is going to go bat dung crazy soon. You know it even if you don't know it. You need to be as far away from large fans as possible when the dung, I'm sorry, bat dung hits the props. Can you hear me? More importantly, can you hear that other voice? You need to listen harder, okay? I'm nobody, just some guy talking on the radio right now. But there's another radio station, okay? And it's playing all the time, and it's very difficult to hear it, okay? Because that voice is submerged. But it has all intelligence and wisdom in it. Not connected to religion. It's not connected to business. Not connected to anything, except it is connected to you. And you have to want it. You have to want to hear it. If you don't want to hear it, you're not going to hear it. Somebody has to make the effort. The voice is already talking. It's reaching for you. Just like that famous picture of you know, Adam reaching across. Was it Michelangelo painted that? Adam reaching and God reaching back? That's up to you. You're reaching for the world or you're reaching for God. That's up to you. I don't want to get no help from religion or business or anything else. You know what I'm saying. You've always known these things, okay? You've always known this. And you know, I mean, I can't help you with it any more than just talking to you about it right now. I can't live your life for you. I can't be you. I mean, maybe you can't even be you, but you should try. You need to get rid of things. The more you get rid of, the more what's real will emerge. You have to get the overlay off. You have to create a silence and a quiet in which the silence and the quiet can speak. If you don't, you're just going to be listening to 50 different airwaves. And you'll be like those people who jump off of a boat and think they can swim away. When a big boat goes down, people, I don't care if you're hundreds of yards away, that boat is going to suck you down with it. Now, I know there's a physics thing that tends to explain that, but hey, what can I say? I think I'm probably getting toward the end of my stay here now, and I just want to say what a pleasure it is to be here with you, and of course, you know, just talking into space, you know, but hopefully you hear me. And more importantly, hopefully you hear that other voice within. It's a very, very important thing to listen for. It's real, you see. It's very, very real. It's more real than the world you live in. It's more real than you are. But without it, you don't have a life raft. You don't even have a hope. Doesn't come out of religion. Religion blinds and conceals it. Doesn't come out of business. Business pimps it and sells a fabrication of it. And in the same way that Saruman and the Lord of the Rings created like mock creatures based on elves and men. You know what I'm talking about. You know these things, my friends. So anyway, till next month, God keep and God bless you, all right? Remember, we're in this together. I wish you well.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. No, God's not dead.